I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Tuesday, September 25. Coming up, more major road projects expected, security forces to receive additional resources, and a situation room to be established at the Water Resources Authority. The news in detail after the break.
The JIS Heritage Poster Competition is here again, and the prizes this year are bigger than ever. Are you in high school? Then this competition is for you. Submit an 11 by 17 inch graphic poster using images from the Jamaica Information Service website or an illustrated poster in keeping with the theme, Jamaica's Music, the stage for growth and development. Entries open September 3. Deadline for entries is October 28. For more information, visit jis.gov.jm.
Now the news. Minister of Finance and the Public Service, Dr. Nigel Clark, says road upgrades being carried out across the country are the result of the successful implementation of the Economic Reform Program, ERP, by the government. He says the government has been able to double capital expenditure on infrastructure developments, moving it from $32 billion to $60 billion, and in the process facilitated the development of five major legacy road improvement projects. Dr. Clark says other projects are likely to be undertaken as the economy continues to grow.
Imagine, all we have done so far is to reduce debt from 147 to 100 and to go below 100 for the first time. Imagine what will be possible when we finish the job and get to 60%. Imagine where the carpet is going to lead to every nook and cranny in this country.
Dr. Clark was speaking at a town hall meeting hosted by the Finance Ministry at Jamaica College last Friday. The ERP is a strategic plan of action to generate sustained economic growth and long-term development for Jamaica. Minister of National Security Dr. Horace Chang says the security forces are to receive additional resources to enable them to function more effectively in their operations. Dr. Chang says the JCF's motorized fleet, which received 60 utility vehicles recently, will receive additional units before year end. He says another 200 police recruits will join the force in November, adding to the 600 members which joined since the start of the year. The Jamaica Defense Force is also boosting its recruitment drive through the Jamaica National Service Corps program.
They both have the command structure to ensure efficient execution, incremental fiscal resources have been provided in the budget, and in fact, we're confident we can manage without any stress on the budget during the course of this year.
Dr. Chang was speaking at a recent media briefing where Prime Minister Andrew Holness announced the state of public emergency in three corporate area divisions. Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Audley Shaw is calling on farmers to increase the production of fruits in order to reduce imports. Mr. Shaw says farmers can target the hotel trade and the supermarkets locally, as well as 15 CARICOM countries, noting that the CARICOM member states are importing from the United States and other third country markets. Minister Shaw was speaking with journalists following a recent tour of the Ostrajam farm in Bluntis District, St. Elizabeth, where he congratulated CEO and current Farmer of the Year Martin Ziskovich for his sustained excellence in the sector. Ostrajam is engaged in large-scale cultivation of fruits such as watermelon, cantaloupe and honeydew melon, utilizing irrigation technology provided by the National Irrigation Commission.
What Martin is doing is showing that we have to take things to a higher volume level so that we can cut down on the importation of these critical fruits that we can produce here and produce at higher quality than what we actually import from abroad.
The farm supplies hotels on the north coast as well as supermarkets across the island. And a situation room is to be established at the Water Resources Authority, WRA, to boost its water monitoring operations. Manager for the Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ's Improving Climate Data and Information Management Project, Lehum Johnson, says work on the room is to start within the next 2 weeks.
The team will be able to monitor what is happening out in the field on those touch screens, etc., in that situation room. So that is another thing that we have identified a contractor, signed a contract, and that will happen in short order.
Mr. Johnson was speaking in an interview with JIS News. The PIOJ recently administered a multi-million-dollar upgrade at the Water Resources Authority and procured a suite of equipment for the entity, including state-of-the-art water level monitoring sensors and automatic rainfall gauges. Electronic trackers and solar panels were also procured to allow real-time data transmission. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.